5 at the 4, we need you as a new recruit and a new concussion threat. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. They're locked and loaded and ready for action. Five schools which made the cut to become finalists in the MHSAA's 5th Annual Battle of the Fans to select the best student cheering section in the state. Over the next 5 weeks, Yale, Munising, Traverse City West, Muskegon Western Michigan Christian, and Charlotte will have their student bodies on display for the MHSAA staff and members of the Student Advisory Council, and an online vote following the finalist tour will help determine this year's champion, which will be honored at the boys' basketball semifinals in March. Student Advisory Council member Greta Wilker, a senior at Belding High School, had these comments on selecting the five finalists.
This year's Battle of the Fans videos were really fun to judge, but also really hard. We got a great amount of videos sent in, and the sportsmanship was just outstanding. And I'm really excited to see who wins this tight race.
This week's finalist tour takes us to Yale on Friday for a boys' basketball game against Armada. You can view the 22 nomination videos on the MHSEA YouTube channel and follow the progress of the finalist tour on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Michigan Army National Guard performance of the week comes from Robbie Zofchak, a senior at Dexter High School, who led his team to a win at the Spartan Swimming Invitational on Saturday in Battle Creek, winning two individual races and anchoring a winning relay. Read more about it on the second half page of MHSAA.com. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Megan Manasseh and Sierra Cole of Durant, who paced the Railroaders with 11 points each in a Genesee Athletic Conference girls basketball win over Goodrich, the first time the Martians have been beaten in a league game since 2009. Choose the food-first mentality. Nutrient-rich foods provide all the energy and nutrition your body needs for optimal performance. The bonus? Whole foods are cheaper than any sports supplement. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan National Guard can help you complete your education. Now, when you sign up part-time with the Guard, you'll get additional tuition assistance from the state to cover any educational fees that may not be covered by the federal benefit. As a result, you can go for that certificate or associate's degree, or finally get your bachelor's, master's, or professional degree. Learn more about the benefits that come with serving part-time with the Michigan Guard at NationalGuard.com. Benefits subject to change.
The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud sponsor of the MHSAA.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
One of the most challenging and also rewarding tasks for the MHSAA is the recruitment and retention of game officials and referees. In many cases, the job of the referee is a thankless job. It's an avocation where others expect that official to be perfect on their very first day and then improve on that performance. Officials must be fit, knowledgeable of the rules, decisive, and most importantly, have great people skills in handling competitive situations with emotional players, coaches, and fans. While this is a great challenge, it can also be an incredibly rewarding experience. If you're interested in becoming part of this great team of officials, go to MHSAA.com to learn more about officiating and how to get started in this avocation.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. The injury topic du jour in sports these days is, of course, concussions. Lots of information flying around, no consensus, but a lot of awareness being raised. Now let's move into a new area of concern. A lot of effort has been put in to create rules and protocols to help keep the players safe from concussions in youth sports. But in December came a new and previously unseen threat: parents. It seems the parents of a football player in New Mexico didn't like the protocols when Junior was determined by his school's training staff to have sustained a concussion in the state semifinal football game, so they went to court for a temporary restraining order so he could play in the state final. Without information from the school's medical personnel and using a third-party physician who was unaware of the original diagnosis, the judge issued a restraining order for Junior, all 5'4" and 135 pounds of him, because his parents were afraid he'd miss an opportunity for, of course, being seen for a college scholarship. On game day, the physician recants the testimony when becoming aware of the trainer's evaluation, and the coach only allows Junior on the field for one play. The restraining order, however, still remains in force and sets a bad legal precedent. I don't know what's worse: parents willing to risk their child's long-term health chasing a scholarship, or judges who continue to treat such pipe dreams as a property right. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.